About 12 people, ranging from toddlers and teens to adults, are learning the fundamentals of breakdance at the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
Breakdancing is one of the elements of hip-hop. It's the way you use your body.
That's Fahad Kirioa, a dance teacher who lives just outside Kampala in Uganda. Breakdancing is often characterized as being low to the ground. There's spins and flips. It's a full-body workout. But Kirioa is taking it slow with his new students. He's here in Alaska teaching with Eric Agesa and Juno-born Rochelle Sloss. She convinced the pair to come to her hometown. She's lived in Kampala for several years and became fast friends with the two through Breakdance Project Uganda.
By the end of my first week there, I was totally sold on this place with so many amazing people, great dancers, this great community.
The dancers just attended a youth leadership camp in Colorado.
And the camp funded their international flights, so then they were here and we thought, now's the time, let's come to Alaska.
Agesa started dancing when he was a kid. He says it took some effort to convince his parents that breaking was a good thing.
Because back in Uganda, when children join sports or when they join anything, they just go into drugs.
The director of Breakdance Project Uganda came to visit Agesa's house to talk with his parents. It's a nonprofit that offers free dance lessons and mentorship to at-risk youth. Agesa's parents said yes. Kirioa says breaking entered his life at the right time.
I was chilling with the gangs because that's what I really see people doing.
Yeah.
So I was just like that, like stealing, and that was like one of the things I always like did.
But he didn't want to go down that path.
When I started like doing breakdance and the project, they told us like, oh, I mean, if you love this, you have to quit the other one, okay? And it was first hard for me. But again, after some while, I really got into dance and love it. And I'm like, oh, I'm stopping this.
After a while, people started to notice a change in him.
My mom was like, wow, what are you doing these times?
Yeah.
Are you still on drugs? I'm like, no. I changed my life. Dance changed my life.
Kirioa says when he's home in Uganda, people see him as a leader now. The dancers are looking forward to sharing their stories of Alaska back home. In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.